اور حضرت عبید ابن کعب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ جو بڑے کے صحابی اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and the greatest qari and expert in the recitation of the holy quran of this ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once asked him, O Ubay, which is the greatest verse of the quran kareem? Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Prophet of Allah, to my knowledge, the greatest verse of the Quran Kareem is Ayatul Kursi.
No.
This is in the beginning of the third juz of the Quran Kareem. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this answer from Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said, O Ubay, may Allah bless you with the knowledge that you have.
No.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam congratulated him for his correct answer and the knowledge of the greatest verse of the Quran Kareem. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned that that person who recites Ayatul Kursi at nights before sleeping, that person, his household, his wealth, his property, everything goes in the protection of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the houses that are in his area and in his neighborhood, everything goes in the hifazat and in the protection of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
No.
Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to look after some grains. It was at night, and one thief came to steal the grains. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala held the head of the thief and told to him that I will take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for you are stealing. The thief said, give me grace and respite, I will not do it again. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala let him loose. The following night the thief came again to steal some grains. Again Bilal radiallahu ta'ala caught his hands, and the thief pleaded with Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, would you let me loose, I will not do it again. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala again let him loose. And then the third night the thief came again. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala then said him that today I'm not going to let you loose. Two times you stole, two times I let you loose, and you are stealing again. I'm definitely going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The thief said that let me loose, but I will tell you something in exchange of that. If you would have recited Ayatul Kursi, I would not be able to steal, and your wealth and these grains would have been protected. In the morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, O Bilal, what incident took place at night? Bilal radiallahu ta'ala then told, O Prophet of Allah, this is what had happened. First day the thief came, I let him loose. Second day the thief came, I let him loose. Last night when I caught him, he told to me that if I would have recited Ayatul Kursi, then he would not be able to steal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that thief was shaitan. Shaitan normally speaks a lie, but this is one occasion he has spoken the truth. When a person recites Ayatul Kursi, he goes in the hifazat and the protection of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who recites Ayatul Kursi after every faraz salat, then By virtue of that, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will grant entrance to that individual into Jannah and Paradise. Muhaddithin mention that if a person recites Ayatul Kursi after the first salah, and should he die at that time and point, immediately Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will grant entrance to an individual into Jannah and Paradise. There would be no obstacle for the individual to enter into Jannah and Paradise but mouth and death. We should try to make it our habit after every Farz Salat to recite Ayatul Kursi. Let us very briefly understand what is Ayatul Kursi and the contents of Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi, it is the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and 10 qualities, 10 awsaf of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is mentioned in Ayatul Kursi. When we read Ayatul Kursi, think about the greatness, the azmat, the grandeur of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It's a verse of the Quran Kareem. It contains the great qualities of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and regard this itself to be the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You ponder upon the verses and the qualities of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in Ayatul Kursi, think deep about it, and you think about the greatness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then that itself keeps us very close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In Ayatul Kursi, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is no one worthy of worship but Him. Allah is Hayy, He is alive. Allah is Qayyum, He is self-subsisting. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. No slumber, no sleep overtakes Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To fall into a slumber, a pre-sleep condition, or to sleep, that's a sign of weakness. We are human beings, we get tired, slumber overtakes us, sleep overtakes us. Allah is free from any shortcoming and from any blemish. Allah is most powerful. No sleep, no slumber overtakes Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. For Allah is whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. Everything belongs to Allah. Nothing belongs to anyone but Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The entire universe is in His control. The entire earth is in His control. What is between the skies and the earth is in His control. Everything is in the control of Allah. He does whatever He wants to do. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is there to intercede by Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala but with the permission of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? In this, our mind goes to the Akhirat. It goes to a hereafter. As Muslims, we believe when we die, we put in a qabr, that's not the end of ourselves. We believe in the concept of resurrection, standing up in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to give an account of our actions and our deeds. And it is in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that only He will rule and nobody will rule. And Allah will grant permission to some pious individuals, to the prophets, that they will intercede. They will make shafaat only with the permission of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah knows what is in front of Him, in front of people. Allah knows what is behind people. Allah's knowledge is complete. Allah's knowledge is comprehensive. Allah's knowledge is absolute. There's no shortness, there's no weakness, there's no deficiency in the absolute ilm of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He knows each and everything. Nothing is hidden from the absolute ilm of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabaraka speaks about His absolute ilm, and He says that وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. It is by Allah the keys of the unseen. Nobody knows them but Allah. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. Whatever is in the oceans, Allah has the knowledge of that. Whatever is in the lands, Allah has the knowledge of that. And وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَفْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. That there's not a single leaf that falls from a tree, a leaf that falls from a tree, and not a single pebble in the desert, but the knowledge of each and every leaf and each and every pebble in the desert is by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How perfect and absolute is the ilm of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءُ. And nobody encompasses anything but what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wishes. Nobody has control over anything but with the wish and the desire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, all high, Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all great. This is Ayatul Kursi, and in which we speak about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the greatness, the azmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As a mu'min, as a believer, we need to have the greatest amount of respect of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in our hearts, and an easy way of doing it, reminding ourselves, conscientizing ourselves every moment of our life, is by learning Ayatul Kursi, memorizing Ayatul Kursi, and learning the meaning of Ayatul Kursi. When we recite this verse, then we read it knowing the contents of it, and this will make us very close to Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Amin. Allahumma salli salam wa minka salam. تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وقنا عذاب القبر. وقنا عذاب الحشر. وقنا عذاب الفقر. وقنا عذاب الدين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم.